All right, we are recording.
Yay!
Woo! Welcome back, everybody.
I just want it recorded for posterity's sake. I now have 10 pages left in this notebook.
Nice.
Wow.
Make a new one.
I know.
Exciting.
Go ahead.
What page number are you on?
104.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Let's do a little recap. It's been a couple weeks. So, last session, you arrived in Ajuba and were there for a surprise birthday party for Tony and all of his couplet siblings that were there.
Right.
You woke up the next day and had a kind of a chill day to explore around Ajuba. You went to a potion shop and got some potions eventually. You planned for the dual Twin Fang strike, and there were two remaining wizards, with you all being Kime, taking on Alatis Oakmall and Averna, and Team B, comprised of Cloudfang, Magpie, Hummingbird, sorry, zoned out for a sec, Birch Harphouse, are going to take
and
on...
And Weary, right?
And Weary, yes, are going to take on Alluvia and Malanga. So, Inari tagged along with Magpie, as Magpie ran errands, surprisingly convoluted tour of Ajuba through the underworld all the way up to the law enforcement, as Magpie has connections all over the city now. You got to meet the Broker, a criminal underworld contact with a lovable older bodyguard named Punch. You were able to meet Captain Herbert, the guard captain of the city. And you also get to meet Pengali, the troll owner of Eyes and Such. Meanwhile, Shims worked with Hummingbird and upgraded her mechanical arm, adding a dope-ass wand sheath to it. When Petra came and talked to the guard captain as Yana and gave the captain her other ID, you guys talked a bit and found out... Y'all found out General Strifecutter's first name was Kira, something that Captain Herbert realized that she probably shouldn't have told you. And she also asked you all to investigate a group of owlbears that had been raiding and harassing travelers and caravans coming to the city. So, the next day, you did some studying on the owlbears. You shared some stories with your siblings. Shims began working on her next masterpiece, a abjuration artifact for Inari.
Pretty cool.
And you all took off for the owlbear lair. Once you arrived there, Tony made some mating calls to distract them.
That's right.
And then Petra charged in and took a bunch of hits with her metallic skin, reducing the damage, while you all blasted them from the sidelines. You very quickly, in only three rounds, were able to defeat three owlbears and a high-level wizard that was controlling them. Tony stifling him from doing things like Cone of Cold and polymorphing him when he tried to escape. So you all were able to shut him down, kill him with one swift decapitation.
Yeah.
And bring in Captain Herbert with some cards. You got some potions. You got a potion of Frost Giant Strength. Potion of Growth, a Potion of Poison, six potions of Animal Friendship, and a journal written in Gnomish that Tony was able to use Comprehend Languages to read, finding out that this gnome had been hired by a crime family in Tabar to train an owlbear to commit crimes on their behalf. Shims and Inari butchered the owlbear bits so that Shims could use them in their magical item creation, and you'll head back to town. Petra gave the hound a pair of winged boots after the hound had broken her leg falling off the cliff, putting the hound in Petra's net. Ominous music.
Was it put like that?
You said, I say this in a manner that makes her uncomfortable when she realizes.
Did I say that?
You said that, exactly.
That's hilarious. I didn't realize I did that. Oh, boy.
You arrive back at the tower to find Magpie and Hummingbird sparring. Petra asked if they wanted to spar. At first, they declined, but then seeing how wounded Petra was, they leapt at them in unison. Freeze frame, end of session. It is now the 27th of Colth. It is rest day. It is a balmy day in Ajuba, as the near present wind off the oceans died down a bit, bringing just a wave of humidity in this hot summer day.
Oh, what day was it again?
The 27th, rest day.
Rest day, cool, thank you.
Fantasy Saturday. You all awake to the smell of coffee and bacon and toast and eggs cooking downstairs as Morning Bird Magpie has been up for several hours and has made breakfast for you all. And as you all come downstairs, she says, good morning. Good sparring session yesterday, Petra. You are tough, even when hurt.
Did I win?
We will leave it unresolved.
Ah.
Okay, fine. You roll.
I was going to say, I would know. I did it.
All right, rollies. All right, it's 2-on-1, so I rolled 2 dice. You roll 1.
12.
I rolled 2 4s.
I win! You guys didn't do too bad.
I don't know. I feel like we did like 8 points worse than you, whatever that means.
You know what that means. Stay behind fighters.
That's true. And we'll hide behind Birch when we do our invasion.
I want to see Birch.
Yesterday you said you never wanted to see him.
I lied.
Make up your mind.
I did. I just did now.
This is so much hostility to a guy that we had one conversation with.
He's a jackass. I'm gonna beat him up and make sure that I feel okay about him being the
He's
strongest.
A jackass. We tried to hire him. He wanted an equal share, so we decided we didn't like him.
Well, I also just didn't like his attitude. He was a cocky piece of shit before he asked for an equal share.
Okay, but
didn't,
hear me
he
out.
He rolled up and was like, I'm the best.
Blah, blah, blah.
I really want to meet this person. I was like,
he is not even a fraction as bad as she's making him out to be.
Were you there?
I was.
Okay, I couldn't remember. It wasn't me accusing you. I didn't like his attitude. Maybe I just didn't like that attitude on this face. Because it would be extremely upsetting if you ever acted like that in real life. We also need to acknowledge that that's a possibility.
What do you mean that's a possibility?
Well, that's why you didn't like it. It's because it was me being
the, yeah,
horrible.
Because...
I thought you were saying it's a possibility that Chris would turn into that person.
No. Uh-oh. Just like, if it did happen, I would, like, bring that back.
I already married him. Danger.
Oh, also, just a quick status update. This pillow's staying here forever.
Oh,
it's my pillow for this chair.
Well, it's staying here till September.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll never need it again.
Yeah, right?
I've already had 3.
I've had 4. I'm like, boo.
Temptress. All right, so. Everybody's like, well, you want to meet up with Birch? Yeah, we can do that today.
Yeah, I wasn't joking. I am going to beat him up so I feel better about sending him off with you guys.
Oh, okay. I mean, like, in a sparring way, right? You're not going to, like, beat his ass for nothing, right?
Yes, in a sparring way. I'm actually not lying. I do intend on following.
Roll me in persuasion.
Yeah. I'm just not happy about it. Yeah. 15. Hold on. Persuasion? Nope, that's an 11. You can watch if you want.
She narrows her eyes ever so slightly and says, okie dokie. yeah, we can take off. He's down at the tavern. That's where he stays. So.
Can
that's
he just
he
come
stays?
Up here?
Oh, and then that's where he lives.
Yeah, no, he's just there every day.
He stays
that's
there.
Where he stays.
He's in the corner.
Alright, so, any of you else want to go with, old Petra here to beat up Perch Harp House?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All groups going?
Yeah, why not?
Sure, I guess.
All for one.
Okay, so Magpie's like, alright, well, let's go over to the edge of the world then, shall we?
That's right, the edge of the world.
So, After you all have breakfast, you all head down the lift on the side of the cliff. Well, most of you do. I'm assuming that...
of course I fly.
Petra flies. And then there on the second level down, you see a large sign that says, "Welcome to the edge of the world." And it is a tavern.
Have I offered to fly you off the edge of the cliff yet?
I just jumped into your...
And instead of catching you a bridal style, I kind of dodge you and catch you by your arms, so you're actually dangling. Yee!
As you go over the edge of the cliff, one of the guards looks up and is like, is he? Oh, no, no, I think that's consensual.
It's consensual.
Don't go limb noodle! All right. I might actually drop you!
Oh, also, if you do want to stop at the post office, we can say that you wrote in a letter.
Cool. Shock. Secrets. Secrets. Remember, I've got a mind like a steel trap. You gotta watch those clues between you.
Those clues between you.
I like how suspicious
no,
you
said
are for, like,
the two of yous. Oh. It was weirder.
It's just very funny seeing how suspicious y'all are when it's like, there's not that much is going on. It's just the conversation.
Things they think need to be hidden.
Yep.
Sure.
Alright, so, yeah, you fly there, you make your way down the lift, Edge of the World Tavern. It's still morning, so you actually see a fair number of people kind of coming out of it. Some of them appear to be sightseers here just for a relaxing beachside holiday. Other people seem to be heading off. We're well dressed to do business. It's a pretty popular tavern, which usually is pretty booked full. You also see there's nets hanging out from between the first and second story of it, and nets hanging over the edge of the cliff, kind of all over the place. Lots of people catchers here.
Are there more nets this time than there were last time we were here?
No, same number of nets.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Tony going out the window and over the edge is the first time this happened, so they put up what they feel is an appropriate number of nets.
So it is since Tony fell out that all these new nets...
No, it's the same number of nets. It's just Tony's thing wasn't that special, so...
Oh, I understand. I see.
Drunk people go over the edge all the time. So.
I understand. Could be us. Yeah. Could never be me.
If you're drunk enough.
You never forget how to fly.
Are you too drunk to fly? I'm good.
Yes, because a drunk person has never tripped.
You're flying upside down towards the ground. Yeah, I'm fine. All right, so you'll head into the tavern. And inside you see...
What was the tavern called again?
The Edge of the World.
Oh. Was there a tavern with, like, clam in the name?
The Clam Digger, yeah.
I thought it was the Clam Jam, and I was like, that's definitely
the Clam Jam.
I mean, that could be one.
That's the bar that Inari's
got. It's like, that's...
Aldrin, yes, thank you. Yeah, before I get to it, my notes, yes.
I have good notes. I actually just have a...
So yeah,
very
you see
list.
A tall human man with dark skin and short cropped black hair behind the bar. As the four of you come in, he just gives you a friendly smile. And then he sees Magpie, and his smile broadens. And he says, "Magpie, good to see you." Just, "Hey, Aldrin, it's always nice to see you as well. This is my posse." He says, "Didn't know you had one, Magpie. That's pretty nice." He says, "Y'all just need a table?"
I feel like Magpie is the main character here, and we're just her entourage.
He really is.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, you can interrupt any time. It's the collaborative nature of the game. He says, "Are you looking for Birch?" And she says, "Yeah, I'm looking for Birch." She says, "You mind if we move some of these tables around, clear some space?" He kind of squints a little bit and says, "Yeah, I mean, our breakfast rush is cleared out. As long as you put them back." She's like, "Yeah, I will." She casts Unseen Servant and has the Unseen Servant move the tables and clear a little fighting arena in the center of the room.
I'll use Mage Hand to pretend like it's helping, too. Ah, yes.
I like that's your go-to move with Magpie. Last session, you're like, can I help you carry your stuff? And she has a higher strength than you, so she's like, no.
Does she?
Yes.
That's hilarious. I forgot that.
And she said, I'll go get Birch. One sec. And she goes upstairs. Is there anything you all do while you wait?
What class was Birch?
Ranger.
Ranger. This is driving me insane.
Is there like a weird cut or something at the back of my neck?
Oh no.
I can't. I feel
not
like
that I can see. I mean, it looks a little irritated.
Okay.
But it doesn't look like a cut.
It has been, for some reason, very painful. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is happening?
It sucks.
Sorry. Okay.
I think I
very
will.
Very distracting.
I will. There's probably a way for me to like cork my sword, right? Is that something I might have access to?
You could use your non-magical one.
Oh,
but that's not as fun.
It's not as fun at all. You're right.
If you're using magical energy, it's gonna hurt.
Well, okay, I see what you're saying. So yes, I'll pull out my regular bitch ass longsword. I actually have a higher to hit.
Shems is visibly unhappy when you do that.
I know,
right? She's like, why do you still have that?
I know. I mean, occasionally I'm gonna not want to kill somebody. This is the first time.
Yeah, I've never seen you not want to.
This is the first time. Word learning.
This is a weird look on you.
I know. I don't like it. Don't. Nobody show me a mirror.
You wanted to kill an innocent skeleton.
Oh, no.
Well,
this guy is
going to
tear the group apart.
How is he not innocent?
He seemed like a shitty person, so he was definitely doing something. I was on the side.
Like one person thought he was shitty enough to do that. We don't know how.
Yeah,
we don't know nothing else.
Nothing,
like.
It has nothing to do with him as a person. He was cursed and needed to be put out of his misery.
He didn't look that miserable.
If you come across an animal that's missing all four legs, you kill it.
But he wasn't missing all of his legs.
He was missing all of his life, though. Everyone
here
ever knew us.
Everyone knew us. Not this again, guys. And you see a tall human man with kind of. Just imagine Aragorn, because that's kind of why I based him off of.
Uh-oh.
He didn't tell us he was based on Aragorn before he started talking, though. Because he doesn't talk
like he's got, like, long brown hair, he's got, like, a beard, he's got a sharp chin, he smells of sandalwood, he's got, like, a ranger's cloak on. And he says, Magpie said I should know you all, but I don't recognize any of you. They're in disguise, Birch. Oh, you're the ones that wanted help get the druids thing, but didn't want it after all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Magpie says you want to kick my ass?
Yep, that's me.
Okay.
Is he armed?
No.
Where are your weapons?
I in my room. I don't walk around the bar with them.
Well, that was a mistake.
I want you to all recognize that I'm not attacking him. Go prepare yourself. You need to be more prepared if you're going to protect squishies. Go.
Are we fighting with weapons? Are
yes.
you trying to kill me?
I promise I will not kill you.
But they will embarrass you.
He gives a look to Magpie. She
if
drugs.
At all possible.
So this is 100% happening? You're
yeah,
going to do that? Okay.
For sure.
Can, while he's...
I want to get a vibe check on him, if possible, whether it's now or once he comes back down.
Yeah, we'll be inside.
Okay. And I'm also going to, if I hear him coming down, I'm going to cast Detect Thoughts right before he comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Just for fun.
Yep.
Oh, wait, which one should I
use? While he's up getting his weapons, can I use, can I use, Skywrite?
This is gonna be fast!
I wanna see, I feel like doing this. I feel like hyping you up. I have no beef against this man, but I feel like, so I'm gonna use Skywrite, and just basically, like, advertise that there's, like, a free-to-watch, like, arena fight happening in the tavern.
Oh my god, this is an arena town, too, so...
And do you usually have to pay to go to the arena?
Yeah.
Well, not this time, motherfuckers! And I'm gonna like, write in the sky, like, come one, come all, free!
Oh my god.
5 minutes. Put a timer on there.
Yeah.
Counts down.
So.
Watch this blood hunter demolish this ranger.
So yeah.
And demolished. It's all based on the dice. We don't actually know what's gonna happen.
Alright, so what'd you get on your,
17.
And vibe check? Like, what are you looking for, like?
Does he seem like an idiot? Does he seem like a normal dude and just, you know,
he's 100%
really
a normal dude.
Yeah, does he seem cocky? Like, does what Petra said match up with what
no,
I
he's
seen?
No, he's definitely, like, he seems confident. Maybe that would be the way to phrase it. He definitely carries himself with a confidence that you can see how that could maybe be off-putting or attractive, depending on like how you feel about that.
Okay. So he's really rocking white boy.
Yes. Yeah. He has all the confidence of a mediocre white guy.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
So after, and then you cast Detect Thoughts. How long does that last?
A minute. So I wanted to like try to listen and cast it right before he comes down.
Roll me perception. With disadvantage, because after about 5 minutes, the place is starting to fill up. people aren't being quiet.
They aren't being quiet?
No, they're excitedly chattering. They see that they come in, they see that a space has been cleared, and like, this place is filling up. They're telling their friends, they're yelling out the windows to get people to come in.
Are the balconies filling up too?
Like, the people are, there's no balcony that leans in over the inside, but yeah, there are people like on the stairs. There's like,
I'm doing business to this man, alright? I'm doing a service here.
Aldrin at first seems perplexed, but then kind of, like, goes with it, and is like...
Did you roll a nat 20?
Dirty.
Oh, dirty.
And he's selling, like, he's calling, you know, the drink special, which is he's got, like, a ranger one, and a... one is like green, one's red.
Is someone keeping a tally of like who bought, like,
oh, no,
how many people, which is it's kind
yeah,
of like
yeah,
a betting pool.
Exactly.
Betting.
And there's definitely like bets happening off to the side. Like,
oh my god, this is amazing.
So we're watching this in action, and this guy's gonna come out of his room.
This has
like,
all been happening while this guy's just getting his
yeah,
weapons.
It's gonna take him about 10 minutes or so to get
yeah.
his armor on. And, stuff. And so he comes down the stairs and he's just like. And for detect thoughts, you can focus it on a person, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you detect thoughts, and it starts to get real noisy. Like, it's hard to filter. There's just a lot of people, a lot of excitement, but you filter in on Birch, and he's just like, what the fuck is going on here? Magpie said it was just going to be a duel. I don't understand why there's all these people here. What is the point of this?
It's hilarious. I'm just curious what his reaction would be.
Normal reaction.
Nothing to hate.
And he says, all right, so he goes down and he goes up in front of you and he says, all right, so what is all this?
This is my friends decided it would be hilarious. I just wanted to fight you and see that you're worth allowing to go and actually take care of several wizards.
Okay. He says, oh, shall we do this?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, let's roll for some initiative.
Okay.
Oops.
Oh, shit.
Right.
So mine has a 7.
He's gonna go first.
Figures. Understandable.
Mm-hmm. He looks at you, but then he also sees that this place is filled with people. So instead of conjuring a barrage at you, he's going to do something different.
So he is like a bow and arrow.
He's got a sword and a bow.
Okay.
Typical ranger type.
Okay.
As a bonus action, he is going to Hunter's Mark you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So with a hand, he just sort of does a quick little arcane gesture, and you feel just sort of this little warmth in your chest from where he's attached that to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to hold an action.
Hold an action?
Yep.
Okay. Interesting.
Can I ask, what does holding an action mean?
It allows you... So basically you come up with a condition. So for example, like let's say you're 10 feet away from somebody, right? You don't have enough movement to get there. You're like, I hold my action. When that person comes in my range, I'm going to attack them. So it lets you take your action later, but you have to set the condition ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if that condition doesn't trigger, then you just lose that action.
Okay. And does it have to trigger before your next turn?
Yeah, or otherwise you lose it.
Cool.
Because you use your reaction to do it. So I'm going to look at him and say, I did promise Magpie I'm not going to kill you. Bonus action, Crimson Rite on my sword.
Mm-hmm. Oof! 5 points of damage, god damn. Alrighty.
Spit some blood out. It comes off of me as like life force leaving me a little bit, is kind of what it does.
It's kind of like the gloom.
So
I can make Zelda references now.
Yeah. So I have lightning on my sword now.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty 20 to hit.
As you go to attack him, he's going to try to grapple you.
Okay.
Make me an athletics or acrobatics, your choice.
Athletics. Oh, no! Take my coin! Not one! Oh, that's cute.
Oh
yeah, that's 18.
Okay.
Don't forget, we made a rule that if we successfully steal the coin from you, we get it.
Is that a rule?
That is
yes.
What we
decided it because I kept trying to do that.
If you can do it without me noticing, I get it. Also, what's the food APA?
Oh yeah,
they're just picking up now.
Okay.
It's probably another 15.
Yeah, he fails. Okay. If he didn't have a reroll, he would have gotten it. So.
Yeah, for sure. And that one, he would have definitely got it.
So he goes in to like grab you, you lunge at him, and you just stuck out of his way.
Yeah. I'm going to use my sword one-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's only 1d8 and 1d6, because this is a different sword. Yes. So it says 13 plus 8, so 21 damage.
Would you roll to hit?
Dirty 20.
Oh, dirty 20. Yeah.
Yeah. So 13 plus 8 is 21, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to put the glyph of castigation on him so that I know his location. And if he damages me, I damage him back. I did not write a full description of this, so I just got to check it real quick. What's he looking like now that I've shown him that I am actually going to be hitting him? Because I have a second attack.
He's not hurt. Okay. I mean, he's not bloody.
No, I know he's not bloody, but is he, like, taken aback? Can I roll an insight, I guess?
Yeah, insight.
What's his brain doing? Insight. Oh, that sucks. Insight. It's 11.
It's unreadable.
Yeah. Figures. Sorry, let me just check this. I guess it doesn't really matter. There it is. Always know the direction. Damage to me or another creature. So when he damages me, he's going to take a point of psychic damage. Second attack, fucking natural 2. So a 11 doesn't hit, does it? Didn't think so. Cool.
He just sidesteps that.
Yeah.
Wipes a little bit of blood.
Woof. Okay, that's it. That's my turn.
Mm.
feel like I'm screaming on the side, just being like, yeah, yeah, hold off, hold off.
I'm intentionally trying to, like, rile up the crowd to, like, you know, cheer for you.
Are you taking bets?
I was thinking about using minor illusion to, like, make voices and say, like, oh, yeah, I bet this much, and, like, make people bet more.
Yeah, there you go.
We're bringing so much business to this floor. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
It's hard because so many of the things are, like, this wouldn't work so well in a tavern full of people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, he can't do his a shuttle on stride because that would set the bar on fire.
Jeez.
But, I mean, he also may find himself in a close quarters situation, and if he doesn't know how to handle himself in that kind of situation, then maybe he's not the right person.
Well, I mean, in opposition to that, if he's somewhere where he's fighting somebody, he's not going to care about property damage.
Right.
I will say, that is one thing you sometimes have to take into account when you're doing AoE attacks, is like,
yeah,
are my friends too close to the enemy? And yeah, so, like, there have been times where I'm just like, I want to do this thing, but it's like, you're right in their face. And that's something worth taking into account.
No. I getcha.
He is going to cast a spell as a bonus action. He's going to step back and provoke an attack of opportunity for me.
Okay. I'll take it. God damn! That's actually an 18.
That one.
This one. 8 plus 5 is 13. Yeah. Plus 8 is 21 again.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you still have your metal skin on, right?
Is he going to electrocute me?
He sure is. not that makes you.
I was going to say, because it's a tattoo, it's not armor.
No, like I said, it doesn't.
Okay.
But also, he doesn't have a magical sword on him right now, so.
Oh.
He'd be dealing you half damage, so he's got to find ways around.
It shows creativity on his part.
He doesn't know that, though.
He grabbed you. He knows it.
He grabbed me?
Oh, yeah, he did grapple you.
He tried to grapple you. You broke out of it.
Yeah.
He knows that he felt metal when he grabbed
you. Oh, I understand.
Also, Magpie may have pulled it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
My God. You won't believe it. He's got metal skin now. And so he's going to step back. He pulls a dagger from his belt. Throws it at you, and as he throws it, it turns into a bolt of lightning.
Oh, shit.
That's going to be a 22?
To hit? Yeah. My AC is 16.
Okay.
Where's the baby?
That will be 21 points of damage.
Nice. We've literally... I've done...
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right.
That's so funny.
That's weird.
It's about the 21s back and forth.
Right? Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, his hunter's mark 2, so...
Oh, yeah.
That would also... I think he's going to deal a little more.
It's another D6, right?
Is it D6 below or just D6? Yeah, just D6. So it'll have 3 points.
Cool. Is that it?
Yep.
Cool. Do I get the impression that he's really struggling?
No.
He's still comfortable and confident?
Yeah. Frustratingly so, maybe.
Frustratingly so. I feel like Petra's, like, this is a test now. Like, mm-hmm. She does hate him. Like, she hates a lot of people. But this is now, I want to see exactly how much damage he can do and actually how much hurt he can put on someone else who's coming after, people in his care. So I'm going to use the blood curse of the marked on him as a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
So right in the center of his chest, a like scar tattoo is going to
fluff out, like emerge a little bit. And I'm going to go ahead and amplify it, taking 3 points of damage. So it puts me at 67. So I had advantage on my next hit against him, and I get to do an extra d6. God damn! I rolled a 6 and a 9. That's still an 18 to hit. So I get 2d6 and a d8. Wow, that was really low. 6, 9, 10, 18 points of damage.
Okay.
And then second hit. Oh, yeah. 18 plus 9.
Yeah,
27 to hit. And that's just a normal amount of damage. 6 plus 8 is 14. Is that right?
Yeah.
6 plus 8, 14. Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
I'm going to ask him, so you really think you're up to the job of protecting those around you?
Absolutely. And he is going to misty step through the crowd onto the balcony. Or the walkway, the edge of the cliff, kind of over outside, away from the people.
Ah, I see. Okay.
He says, come out here and find out.
It's not my fault there's a crowd here, by the way.
It's my fault. It's 100% my fault.
He's gonna hold
there. There wasn't supposed to be a crowd. So, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I still have my other sword on me. Can I use the Misty Step?
Yeah.
Like, sheath my... Mm-hmm. And just... Because I don't want to continue.
I'd say you can just grab the handle.
Grab it and use it? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Then I will do that. I will go... It's just out on a balcony, right?
Yeah, it's on, like, the walkway in front of the bar.
Okay. And there's nets below us?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so he's holding his action until I get out there?
Yeah.
I'm going to just go ahead and get right in front of him.
As you appear, he throws up a dagger into the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see it turns into 60 daggers and shoots out at you. Roll me a dexterity save.
Ooh, cool. That's a 17? Yeah, 17.
That fails.
Oh, all right.
So you take... Cool. 17 points of magical piercing damage.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Wait, earlier when you did the 21, that was magical?
Yeah, that was the lightning.
You said 17 this time? Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool.
And he just gives the slightest of smiles and says, all right, let's see what we can really do out here.
Okay. My turn, right?
Still your turn, yep.
Okay. So... He's not... that's not a concentration or anything, right?
No.
No. Okay.
Hunter's Mark is.
Yeah.
Oh, Hunter's Mark.
Oh, yeah. Another...
6 points.
Oh, damn. That was a good one.
that doesn't count. That wasn't...
A spell?
Weapon.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just double check something. I took Vermillion and Percipient. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to use Blood Curse of the Marked again to get advantage on my first hit. Oh, fuck. It's a 2 and a 4, so I assume a 13 does not hit.
No.
Okay. Second attack, that's a 24.
Yeah, that hits.
And then I do extra right damage. Oh, hold on. I need to take damage for that, so 1. That puts me at 49. Sorry, I forgot to take my damage for that. Mm-hmm. So he takes, that's 13, another 20 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
That's literally what I just keep rolling. It's crazy. Yeah. So we got that. We got that and that. Okay. That was both my attacks.
His turn. He's going to cast a third level spell.
Mm-hmm.
He moves his hands and touches himself. And then you see him start to blur a little bit as he starts to move quicker.
Haste?
Yep.
Ooh. Ooh.
And he is going to swing in with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
That's a natural 19, so that'll hit.
Definitely.
That is 17 points of damage.
Okay.
With Thunder's Mark.
I was going to say, does that include?
And his sword is magic.
Cool. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he only has one attack?
Well, with haste, you can only get one attack if you take the attack action.
Shouldn't he have extra attack?
Haste limits that. If you take an attack of haste with your haste bonus action, you can only do one attack.
So he used it, okay, because his action was to cast haste. Yeah. That's why I was confused. Okay.
Did you turn the light?
Totally.
I am going to just do regular attacks.
Mm-hmm.
17 plus, so it's 26 to hit on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
7 plus 8 is 13?
Yeah.
16?
7 plus 8 is 15.
15, okay, thank you. Yeah. So 15 damage on the first one. Oh god, that's another natural fucking one. Okay. Just one hit.
Right, he's looking pretty hurt, by the
way. Okay. I'm also looking pretty hurt.
Are you bloodied? Okay.
Oh yeah, I'm at 32.
How stealthily can I cure?
No. This might be it. He's got 3 attacks now, so yeah.
I feel like you're reasonably evenly matched.
I mean, considering the fact that I wailed on him for the first 2 turns without him doing any damage to me, it's a good sign.
Yeah.
Because I came into this to see, I mean, I'm enjoying beating him up.
Yeah, he's going to make 3 attacks.
Yeah. I think he's got me. Because I didn't get him on my last turn.
Didn't roll the greatest. Because
AC 16.
Only one of those hits, unfortunately.
Wow.
Yeah, he rolled poor. He rolled pretty poor.
Like my 2 and 4 on that advantage strike that I tried.
Yeah, you get a 14 on the second highest.
Mm.
So that's going to be 11 points.
Plus the Hunter's Mark?
Plus that includes the Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
And then he's going to cast another spell. And he... What is a concentration spell? He drops the Hunter's Mark. And,
Hunter's Mark is concentration? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Should have been rolling it, sorry. He probably... give yourself 3 points back. You wouldn't have had it.
Okay.
Flames shoot out of his feet.
Mm.
And he just kind of moves past you and shoots you with the flame.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's 10 feet away from you now. And you take 3 points of fire damage. Wow.
But I get an attack of opportunity, right?
It does not provoke.
It doesn't provoke?
He no longer provokes attack of opportunities all this time.
Hmm. Okay, what is it?
It's a Shardalon Stride.
What?
A Shardalon Stride.
Okay.
It basically shoots dragon fire from your feet. Increases your speed by 20
feet. Oh, I heard that.
A long stride. That's what I heard, too. Yeah.
Fire shoots out of your feet. It increases your speed by 20 feet. You don't provoke attack of opportunities when you move. And whenever you move within 5 feet of a creature, it takes a d6.
Hmm. Okay. Is he flying then, or are we still in the balcony?
You're still on the street. He's just 10 feet away from you.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're on the street now.
Yeah, I misspoke when I said Buffy. You're on the street in front of the tavern.
Oh, okay.
Overlooking the cliff.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go after him.
Mm-hmm.
First attack. 24 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use these 2. I'm going to go ahead and use it 2-handed. Can I say that after I've already rolled? No.
Probably should have before, but it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay.
For this.
No, because I didn't say it before, so. But then I can switch to 2-handed. So that's 7 plus 8, so that's another 15. Weird how this keeps fucking happening. Switching to 2-handed.
15 damage?
Uh-huh.
The flames fall, he drops to a knee and just holds his hand up.
All right. I back off.
Oh.
The ground just spilled partially out into the street and erupts, and you see money being exchanged.
Some of that's mine.
Don't worry, I'm going to ask the
you look over and you see off the cliff, floating about 10 feet up, you see the hound just kind of watching with her magic boots. Gives you a nod.
I'll offer him a hand up.
He accepts it.
Can I go over and give a cure wounds?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a sign of good faith. Mm-hmm.
Good faith.
He says, good fight.
Sorry. Bye.
It was a good fight. You handled yourself quite well.
I'm less irritated with you, so that's something.
Aww. That's as nice as you're going to get.
I don't think that's an awe moment.
I think by your standards it is.
Fair enough.
I'm like, oh, this is the best outcome that could have happened.
I'll get a little closer so the crowd can't hear us too well. Has Magpie told you what we're supposed to be doing?
Yeah, that's why we were trading yesterday.
Yeah. Fuck up a wizard. Don't let your wizards get fucked up.
I will. I'm here to protect them.
And I walk away. Drinks!
There's several rounds waiting for you inside of people who are richer than they were 5 minutes ago.
It's like 8 a.m., right?
It's like closer to like 9:30 or 10.
9:30?
Yeah.
I'm just going to, like, three of them. All at once.
So I'm gonna.
I'm just gonna have a minor illusion, like following behind you all the time, with, like some
minor illusion,
like
going fan from a baby in
the last
just
minutes.
Ticker tape.
Yeah, it's been over 40 minutes since the order was confirmed. So I don't know why it takes more than 40 minutes to make 5 burgers.
Oh, that sucks.
And so I sit him and I said, "Hey, can you give me an update of when the burgers should be, when the order should be ready?" He hasn't responded.
Interesting.
Weird. All right, so you head back inside. You have a hero's welcome. Birch goes over and talks to Magpie for a bit. Then he heads upstairs, gives you all a nod and look back up.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a bit of, with a bit of a limp.
How many hit points was he down to?
5.
0. He was down to 0. Yeah.
Oh,
he had 3 before the shield for 15.
Oh wow!
So
nice. I'm down to 21. So he did a good job.
Yeah.
So not bad.
Yeah, so he goes upstairs. Magpie says, "Well, this is turning into quite production, but
yeah,
I think it's good for the bar, good for the city, morale.
We're stimulating the economy here, or whatever the fuck, I don't
was
know.
Was that your plan? Was that the plan?
I did it because, Liz, I know you're
I'm
dope,
not mad.
But I want to make sure everyone else knows you're dope.
I'm not mad, just surprised.
Also, can I borrow your standing stone?
Why?
I need to talk to Weary.
Oh. Yeah?
They're heading to Averna, but that's not the plan anymore.
Are they heading anywhere at all?
You told him to meet you all in Averna.
Yeah.
The Sage and Ivy.
Isn't that where what we're doing?
Yeah, but they're going to be going to Malanga with these guys.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's going to take her weeks to get there.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that.
Okay.
Where are you? This is Magpie. You're a voice here in the...
Who's
Magpie? I'm one of the bags you tried to say. It's the short version of this story. But, hey, just want to let you know, if you haven't left Bronzeport yet, don't do that. We're gonna actually get you to Malanga without you having to go to a Averna first. And he's like, okay. we got you. We'll figure out some way to get in touch. Now that I know you, I can send. I'll cast sending. That might be the easier way since I don't have your sending stone
number.
I haven't touched your sending stone, so. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm handing this back to whatever she's calling herself right now, but. We will be in touch. She has an
idea. Did she hang up? Oh, you've got something.
Oh, yeah.
Bye?
Ray says, no, it's cool. I'll stay here till I'm drunk with other ones.
Yeah. Okay. Is there another fan we could get in here? I am dying.
Yeah. There's one on the footstool.
I can bring down the one from downstairs.
Me too.
I'll pause and do that.
Oh,
so
it should be here in about 4 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So, you, so what do you do after your big, birch fight? He, basically goes upstairs to, take a short rest.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Can I take a short rest? Yeah. Can I take a short rest in the bar?
Yeah.
Is the hound on duty?
She flies over and gives you, like, a pat on the back and says, good work on that.
Thanks.
Is this what, a viral marketing thing? What is going on with it?
That's this. The crowd is all their fault.
That's not me. That was me hyping up my friend, and
I just wanted to kick the ass of a cocky ranger who's going to be hanging out with.
She looks at you and says, "The adventure with
Yeah, have we met? I don't know if we've met.
We've not met. No,
we've
met them while we were here.
Yeah, like I was here with you for like one day, and it was a pretty funny story.
Your face does look kind of familiar, but I feel like it's one I've seen 100 times elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the point.
Well, I'm Lily. She says, "Hey."
And I shake her hand, and
a lot of people, for some reason, call me the Hound.
For some reason,
that's a fun nickname.
You don't earn nicknames without reasons. Hound.
What did you do?
I actually don't know. I just know that everyone calls her that.
So this is fun. Normally, when there's a disorderly out, you know, along the edge of the world, somebody goes over the edge. So. I happen to be nearby and thought I'd just be there to catch him to avoid anybody if she points down to her cast, repeating my mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the boots, by the way. This is a lot more convenient than
precious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you all do afterwards? You think you see her, hang out at the bar for an hour while she long rests?
Should we swim? Oh, that sounds fun. I did just want to sit there and just shoot the shit with Lily. For whatever.
Okay, yeah. You shoot the shit with Lily for an hour. Then you'll head down towards the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to stop by the post office?
Yeah, sure.
Alright. You stop by a post office branch. Along the way down to the beach, there's one in the cliff's edge. And,
we add our con?
Yeah.
Bonus? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the person behind the counter says, hey.
Hello.
Are you picking up or dropping off?
Picking up, yes. Dropping off.
The letter.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. what's your name?
Shams al-Harar.
Oh, we actually have some letters in the system for you.
Oh, okay, sure. Oh, come on.
Ooh. I followed you. Been a while.
In my head, I rolled a net 20 stealth, and I'm right behind you, listening to everything.
Just kidding. And this is the dates, by the way. This is the posted stamp, so it's the second, that's the 24th.
Okay,
so that's
cool. The
first one. That's the
second. Oh, okay, cool.
I was like, I'm sure there needs to be some way to identify which one order these are in.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Pick those up and head down to the beach.
I love this. I
What's happening over there?
Somebody's writing fan fiction is what's happening over here.
Right. So you head down to the beach. There's a bar called the Clam Digger that's got some worn beach chairs, wooden beach chairs out in front of it that overlook the water. You see the beach chairs are about half full of people sunbathing, people frolicking in the cool ocean waters. You go in for a drink or do you just hang outside?
More drinks. I'll get a drink and then go outside.
Alright.
Yay.
Food break. Alright, so you all have taken your long rest. You're hanging out on the beach, enjoying it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You go into the Clam Digger to get some drinks.
Drinking.
And there's a bartender inside that says, does anyone know what the thing in the sky was about?
Oh yeah, I beat a guy's ass.
That was you?
Yeah. Gosh, what's her name?
Oh, we were at the Clam Digger?
Madison.
Ah! You had it before me. Rude.
Forget Madison.
Madison. Yeah, that was me. I beat a man's ass. It was great.
We get bar fights here all the time.
They
just usually aren't advertised in the sky.
Yeah, last time
we should do that. It drew us a lot of money. I should have asked the owner how much people spend to this completely unexpected rush.
Is Madison the owner?
She's just the bartender. She says, well, anytime you want to schedule a fight here and advertise it in the sky, let me know.
I actually did not have her in my list. She's a human?
Yeah. Roll, she's got, like, the salt-encrusted hair and, like, wears a lot of hookah kind of themed jewelry.
Oh! We met her before. I remember the kind of gross, crusty siege look. Like, I imagine almost, like, dreads. Like, blonde
like
hair.
Not quite dreads, but, yeah, like, so salt-encrusted that it almost looks like them. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Is that dandruff?
And she's just constantly high.
She says, though the best bar fight was about 2 months ago when there was a fight outside and somebody was a sorcerer throwing around sorcerer spells.
And he just kept shouting, sorcerer!
And I went out there and I'm like, hey, you're not a sorcerer. You need to get out of here. That didn't happen.
I was going to say, what?
And she says, and then he left.
Wow, that was a great story.
Y'all are disguised. You don't know who you are. She's making it up.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
She's inserting herself into the story.
Yep, she sure is. I need 4 drinks. 8 drinks.
8 drinks? I'm going to drop a silver.
Yeah. Drop a silver.
I also feel like for her, that was her reality.
Yeah, right.
So she gives you all your drinks. You all head out outside into the nice, sunny, balmy, summery day.
And this is where one of the statues used to be, right? Was outside the clam digger?
No. That was up outside of...
In the square.
Yeah.
I thought it was outside the clam digger.
Though there is a conspicuous lack of, like, there was, like, a little... Kind of like some, like, a driftwood sculpture that is no longer there.
Oh, because he had,
that was one of his,
sponsored it.
Nice. Gross.
So you'll have a little beach day, get some sun. Anything you want to do, or are you just going to kind of keep it breezy, as it were?
After our fight with the owl bears, I need to replenish some of my scrolls before we leave. I don't know if that's today or if that's something to do tomorrow.
You can hit up Aurora's Auras on the way back up.
Aurora's Auras.
How many scrolls? What kind of scrolls did you want?
Counterspell.
That's 500.
Okay. I think I'll get 4.
Mm. Nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Did I have to give Shim some money for the stuff they're working on?
Not yet.
Oh,
okay. But I will?
Eventually.
Okay, how much?
25,000.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure I don't spend it.
We said that I can make a rare item? Very rare, cool.
Sick.
It will be a lot of money, probably.
That's what mine cost, and it's a dope.
I'm excited.
A dope.
And I have some ideas I'm going to talk to both of you about for that. Make sure that you get exactly what you want.
Thank you.
But something that's not too crazy bad.
I want to be able to just look at someone and they do whatever I want and or die.
The dominant person with the power of kill built in.
Yeah.
Automatic, no failure. Just happens.
Just kidding. What's a breastplate plus one cost? Isn't it super expensive, like 50,000?
Copper.
Plus one? No, I think armors are rare. Plus one armors are rare. Look.
Can you wear another armor over the metal thingy that you have?
No, because...
Plus one would be 5,000.
So wait, are you still doing the thing on my armor?
I can't infuse an already magical item.
But it's not magical.
It's not?
The one that I have.
I thought it was.
The armor. Oh, that's what it is. I got rid of the armor because I have the skin.
Yeah.
And no armor is going to make it more than that.
You'd have to get, like, a heavy armor, yeah.
Because I can't wear armor over the tattoo.
Correct.
Oh, okay, that's why my AC is 16. Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot. Never mind. Because to wear the tattoo, you have to be unarmored.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so is that a yes or a no on can I give you enhanced defense?
No. It's a no, because okay. I'm not wearing any armor now. I just forgot.
Well, I did also appreciate your ASMR Cheez-It advertisement.
What?
There was a point where Shalita and was just like, Cheez-Its.
That's right.
It was. Actually, I listened to it. I was like, and then you just popped in, like, out of nowhere. It was just, Cheez-Its. And I was like, that is ASMR. It tingles. All right. So, you're relaxing the beach. You get some scrolls on the way back up. Anything else you all want to do today, or are you just going to kind of take a rare and needed rest day?
I think it's rest day. Like, do we know when Magpie wants us to go?
Magpie says it's on your schedule, basically.
Because they can teleport straight to Malanga.
We need to head out, right?
Mm-hmm. You guys are going to have to go to Taksum first, and then go from there.
Because you can teleport to Taksum.
Correct.
Cool. Can I spy your map with
you? Yeah.
It looks like I have Crown of Madness in my prepared, like, not in my prepared spells,
oh, no,
but in my spells, but I don't have a card for it.
I need a card for it.
There's a huge ball of fur
that
the wind blew.
Sorry.
Oh, there it is.
I was just seeing if, like, that was... I think that's true, because I don't usually write it unless I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it may have been in Cloud Fane's book or anything.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely in Cloud Fane's book.
Yeah, you probably wrote it in your book. And...
Okay.
Are you ever going to give that back to Cloud Fane? Or...
What?
Are you ever going to give that back to Cloud Fane?
No, it's fine. I got it fair and square.
Hilarious!
Why would he need it?
Wait, did you guys fight for him?
Like we beat him up, and then he went to jail.
And then we broke him out of jail.
Yeah.
Before she knew that they were brothers.
I mean, it was Cloud Fang's fault. We were trying to rob the same warehouse, and he literally said to me, "You've seen my face, so now you have to die." And I was like,
"I do remember that."
Oh, really?
And he said, "Bitch, please."
Yep. I was like, "Is that what you think is about to happen, you pushy?"
I feel like this is happening in game.
No,
it is, 100%.
You're telling us stories.
Do you think Frodo knows that he's the perfect to steal baby?
Yes.
Over in the universe?
Cats always know.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's so distracting. He's just so cute.
He is exceptionally cute. With his slow blinks and his little
grabby paws.
Yeah.
I know, I felt so bad. He started doing buttons, and I'm like, these pants are so... biscuits. Mm. I'm like, these pants are so thin, buddy. I don't love that right now. I'm sorry.
All
right.
So,
You were gonna say something. I saw it across your face.
Well, so I'm thinking about that sending stone, Raven Black sending stone.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I think they probably know the jig is up.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's in a bag of holding, so like I don't think they can like scry on it. But should I do something to get rid of it, or should I just keep it, or not the bag of holding, the hole?
Yeah, if they scry on the bag of holding, it'll just be in another dimension.
Okay.
But you they'll be able to throw it in the ocean.
Can you spray in another dimension? I think you may not be able to.
I don't know.
Do we know where they are?
Ish. Yes, we know.
They're in Taksum.
They're in Taksum?
Fucker. It's like you plan these things.
You said that, they can't.
Yeah,
like,
so if they try to scry on it, it'll fail. Okay. Scry only works in the same plane.
Okay. I would just throw it in
can
the ocean.
Can I use it to scry on them?
Okay.
Boo!
Boo, you whore!
Sorry.
Is that what you said again?
No, that was me, Caitlin.
That'd be great.
Hearing boo and then me reflexively saying boo, you whore. That's me. I'm the problem.
Alright, so.
So yeah, just tomorrow we leave, you think?
It sounds good.
Okay. Go to Taksum, possibly deal with your backstory.
No need.
Cool.
Right. Yeah. Urge was hot.
Yeah. He looked like Aragorn.
Yeah, Aragorn was
from
hot
that really cool play. You know?
Yeah. Oh, did you see it with that one actress?
Yes, the one guy.
Yeah.
Whose name I totally
know. I liked when they did the extended version of the play with the extra 50 minutes of scenes.
With Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah. I think he took himself far too seriously.
Yep.
But he was hot.
Nah.
Nah, that doesn't always save you.
I mean, look at me.
Cheers.
All right,
and then so. No one disagrees.
Why would they?
Why would you disagree?
What are you saying?
Well, especially since you said that as you're disguised as John Hamm.
Oh, that's true.
Well, that, and also, like, I'm never going to choose a facade that is unattractive. Because that would just be doing a disservice to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's valid.
But it's true people's eyes.
You so gotta funny. Cash in on the pretty privilege when you can, too.
You know, right?
You know? All right, mm-hmm. So back at the tower, you all have a restful evening. Tony, since you're gonna be on the last day at the tower, Magpie and Hummingbird and Cloudfang insist on, like, just hanging out again, spending time together.
Slumber party!
Mm-hmm. And unless anybody has anything else to do, we will take that clock over to the 28th of full week's end.
Is there time for me to work on the thingy?
Yeah.
The project thingy?
Yeah, we'll say you put some effort into it.
Cool.
Which I will represent by having a discussion with the two of you outside of the game, giving some options.
Gucci.
Nice.
I'm putting for the slumber party that we have for my siblings, we laugh at fart jokes all night.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
So the next morning, you all wake up. Magpie has prepared you some extra trail rations with her time in the morning.
She also finds her underwear frozen in the freezer. I thought I was wearing these.
Use vortex warts.
I
use
vortex warts to take her out. I'm in the freezer.
You're mad genius, Toby.
That's hilarious.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Is it the last day of the month?
Yeah.
Are you still keeping track of where you can get the stolen items from the...
Fuck yeah, I am.
Nice.
By the way, was there another set of stolen items that we might get part of?
Yeah, the one from the owlbears.
Yeah, what was the date on that? You never gave me that.
You guys did that on the 26th, so it would be the 26th of Pale.
26th of Pale.
Alright, so Magpie's like, alright, well, good luck. Let us know when you get to Verna, and we will synchronize our watches, and we will do this thing.
Don't forget about the Order of the Still Mask.
It's not at all far from my thoughts. That is, we're keep an eye out for those creepy little fuckers.
Okay, cool.
And Magpie says, Inari, it was good meeting you. Glad that you're hanging out with my brother and his friends. He seemed like a pretty good person.
Oh, thank you.
And Shem's good to see you again.
Always a delight.
Donna, Taika, Bree, Petra.
Yeah, Petra.
She said, it's been really nice. Mm-hmm. Seeing you again. Thanks again for liberating me from iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in, brother. Roll me a perception check. Huh.
It's okay, Tony has a +10 to perception.
I remember
because it's insane to me.
You feel a breeze where your underwear once was. Turnabout's fair play, brother. Never forget that.
I mean, I did need to air out anyway.
Huh. How do you go downstairs when they're in the freezer?
That's hilarious.
They're fresh.
Is Birch here?
Nope.
Okay.
Keep it as distance.
Can I ask a question and potentially retcon something?
Of course.
How quickly is the mail system?
I actually did want to ask that too. I don't know. Do they just like magically teleport stuff around the post offices?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's pretty.
You deposit it at the post office. It goes to the central office, and then any branch magically invokes your name, and any mail you have arrives.
Can I have sent a letter to my parents, just letting them know we're going to show up, so that it's not totally random?
Mm-hmm. And you know, since we're not skirting on the edge of evil as a party, this will probably stay in effect. In our first campaign, we skirted the edge of evil and actually undid a very highly developed magical postal delivery service.
Oh, no.
And then we had to fucking schlep our way somewhere if we wanted to talk to somebody. It was awful. It was awful.
No sending stones?
Yeah, but they weren't as useful there today. The technology hadn't evolved.
Yep. Our skills as players hadn't evolved.
He's the inventor of the sending stone.
No, fantasy Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
All right. So.
That's funny.
The world is a little less high magic than it is now. So.
Mm-hmm.
Lore drop, that was before Altair had retrieved the magical forge fire from the past in order to bring back the creation of magical items.
That's fun.
Yeah. So before that, all magic items there was no new magic items, and they were all from like 1,000 years prior, 2,000 years prior. So.
Magic items were really hard to come by, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. The story's changing.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys get to change my world. I have a world that you guys get to affect. So that's the contract.
Was getting the forge an actual thing that happened in the campaign?
Yeah.
Yo, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yep, they went back to Pax Delvium.
I didn't know that it was like, oh, the players did that. I thought it was like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, the first campaign, they got rid of the gods. The side campaign, they brought back magic. And the second campaign, they changed how the afterlife works. Had some effects.
It's great. Super great.
All right, so y'all are going to Teleportation Circle to get to Gregor's Old Tower in Taksoon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. You cast Teleportation Circle, and Magpie gives you, as teleport map, as reality melts away from around you, you just see Magpie waving goodbye, and then comes back to, and you guys are in a dark room, but with all y'all's dark vision that you all have, you see that you're in a room filled with, like, crates and boxes.
Facebook, and man, it's hard to resist.
All right, so, y'all come, in the room, you see a bunch of crates, you see a door in front of you, large wooden door, and about a second after reality materializes, you just hear a loud, like some sort of alarm has been triggered.
All right, well, I'll go out first, then.
You try to open the door, it is barred from the other side.
Misty Step. Do you have to see where you're going with Misty Step?
You tell me.
I will. Give me one second.
And it's not locked, it's barred.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be the lock there, but you push it, it does not budge.
Because I've got that magic key. I could always try.
Isn't the magic key like a 1% chance or something?
It's a 1 out of 20,
yeah.
5%.
Lock picking?
It's a bar.
Can I? Wait. So yeah, it's unoccupied space.
Yeah.
So it's a solid door.
Yep.
Can I reduce the door?
If not, is there a gap under the door?
I mean, I could also cast Dimension Door.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, that's a pretty high level, just in case.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that we need to use it.
Can I try Mage Hand?
Can you not reduce the door?
I'm looking at
both. Okay.
Sorry. We're throwing things too fast.
So many ideas.
Too fast.
There's just so many little rules for every spell.
You cast Reduce, and the door shook and just falls to the ground. On the other side of the door, holding a bar, you see a very confused-looking Herrigan, like a rabbit person. He's wearing a smoking jacket. He's got, like, just, like, his eyes are, like, a little bloodshot. He's just, like,
Do you know this person? Caitlin knows.
What are you all doing in my house?
This is your house?
Yeah, I live here.
Are you a wizard?
No, I'm an artificer. Name's Hendrick.
Oh, hey!
Okay.
But that didn't answer my question.
Are you evil? Do you answer to someone called Lord Amari?
Hold on, you're in my house. Answer my questions first. What are you doing here?
We're here to kill people that are enslaved by Lord Amari.
He just, like, slowly reaches his hand into a pocket as he's like, I'm not evil, or I'm not working for a wizard.
Can I drop my disguise?
I kill a wizard.
Which wizard?
Nice.
I killed Crevious, the Mad Mage.
Crevious? I forgot that was the name.
Where was that?
Here, in my tower.
How many wizards are moving in here?
Yeah, he kidnapped a sister of a person I met. And she hired me to come kill this guy to get her sister back. And I did. And then she left with her sister.
What were their names?
Una and Pags, I think, was their names.
Can I roll insight to see if he's lying?
Absolutely.
But he is, because I'm the wizard.
No, definitely not.
You killed that guy and left 3 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. So fuck. I guess I rolled a 7.
You killed the wizard that came after.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah, this
he
is
says,
a
you
one
look
shot.
Really confused.
I'm a little confused, so congrats on killing the evil wizard, because I'm a big fan of that. I'm kind of your predecessor. I killed Gregor. Who used to live here?
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that that's the guy that lived here before.
Yeah, so that was
yeah, you're like two evil wizards ago, so.
I know. But yeah, we needed a teleport, what was it called?
Teleportation circle?
Yeah, we needed a teleportation circle to get us closer to our final destination. We don't plan on staying here.
Yeah, don't seem that bad. Come on up.
Thanks.
Does he seem that bad?
Yeah, can I?
She rolled an insight and hers didn't suck.
28?
Yeah.
He hasn't lied about anything. You just get like a good vibe from him. He just seems like an artificer.
He seems
cheering a guy that lives here and was surprised that there was people in his room that he alarmed like some time ago.
Does he give off crazy boom vibes the way Shems does?
As I'm about to find out.
No, he's more like rub his ass on the couch of the enemy vibes.
So funny. Literally, there's nothing like seeing one of your best friends who never talks go. As he imitates rubbing his ass on a couch.
Jesus Christ.
As soon as he starts to lead you upstairs, he's like, it was like a big epic battle. Like, he cast like this prismatic wall that he was attacking us behind, and we couldn't get past it, and then we taunted him out after I started rubbing my ass all over his couch.
Was this a side one-shot situation?
Yeah. Anyway, it's good to have guests. haven't seen anybody since Naveen left.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's Naveen. That was my character.
Oh, wow. Wait, you haven't seen anybody? Like, have you not interacted with anyone? You
know, I haven't hosted. Anybody over,
What's his name again?
His name is Hendrick.
Hendrick, that's right.
H-E-Y-N-D-R-I-C-K. Hendrick.
I spelled that
wrong.
I know, right?
He looks at you, Shims. He says, I'm guessing from the dope-ass snake around your neck that you're also an artificer?
I am.
That's cool.
What's your specialization? Is that the word?
I do not remember what that specialization was. Let me just look at him real quick.
Let me pull that. Yeah, I thought I'd missed something. I'm glad that he's for a one shot, because I was like, I don't remember this character at all.
Is it I'm an artillerist?
Ooh. I'm also an artillerist.
Artillerist.
That's the shooty boy. I think there's alchemist, artillerist, and
battlesmith, and armorer.
Yeah.
They set that thing off all the time over there.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Apparently, I don't have Naveen's character sheet.
Oh,
that's weird. I probably had that before I bought a subscription.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
So, he leads you upstairs to a comfortably furnished, like, this was at one point Gregor's, like, room, but now it's, like, the vibe's very different. Like, there's, like, some, like, nice couches, like, a big four-corner bed in one corner, like...
Like an Airbnb.
Some dope-ass paintings on the wall. And he walks over to a couch where you see, like, there's a half-empty, like, alcohol glass, and he picks it up and refills it, and says, like, I get you guys anything to drink?
What do you have?
A full bar.
Oh. I'll take your finest mead.
Alright. He pours you a mead.
I'll take a whiskey.
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Pours you a whiskey neat.
I've got a nice little green tea. Mm-hmm. You have any?
Yeah. He casts mage hand and gets a pot on the kettle going.
Nice. I'll follow suit.
I like to think that he goes over to an actual like, tea bush and goes... spits it into a tea bag.
I don't think I want the tea anymore.
They pay a lot of money for that. It's like the coffee that's pooped out by civets.
Oh yeah.
So he says, if it's not crying, what brings you all to Taksum in such a dramatic fashion?
Got more wizards to kill.
You want to help?
There's two evil wizards out there that need to kill him.
Need to kill him.
Be honest, I'm feeling kind of comfortable in my retirement here.
Fair enough.
Also, I think if I leave the tower for too long, somebody else will just claim it, and then I'll have to fight them again.
I think that's fair. So we'll probably need to use your teleportation circle again. Hope that's okay. Do you want any, like, sort of compensation?
Or just a sending stone.
Yeah, he pulls out a sending stone and taps it, and he says, just let me know ahead of time, and I'll make sure I'm better dressed.
What is he wearing right now?
It's just a smoking jacket.
Okay, that's what you said.
Do you need someone to re-enlarge your door, too? Because it's just like a little tiny mouse door right now.
he says, that'll wear off eventually.
Okay, cool.
he says, and besides, I can enlarge your door.
Alright. Good to know. I just can't get over the image of someone breaking into your house and changing your door.
We'll see. Any case for that?
He says, I kind of have an ask questions first, shoot second mentality.
I respect that.
That's weird.
Is it?
We have mixed feelings in this group about that philosophy.
Shoot first, ask questions later. I think it's a good philosophy.
So y'all are killing wizards. I can't say I disagree with that idea. Any reason why you're doing it?
They're slavers.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as good a reason to kill anyone.
Yep.
Well, fuck them. Fuck them.
No. What?
Fuck them to death.
If you need to come back here in a hurry, I've got a full bar. I've also got a full selection of healing potions.
Ooh, cool.
I start smashing his pots for arrows, you know.
he says,
loot all this shit.
he says, I also can get you to some other places in a hurry if you need to. He says, I got a door that goes to Bronzeport.
Oh, big money, okay.
Yeah.
He says, and I also have a door. What's that one? That goes to Rakat.
Nice.
Cool.
Is there a door back?
Yeah, it's a two-way door.
Oh, that's really smart. What is it? What's the door? How
does that work? What's the magic there? Yeah.
It's teleportation magic. It's basically a permanent two-way gate.
Do you have someone protecting it on the other side?
Nope.
No.
Why would I? It's for them. It's just a door. Can't open it without the command word. So.
Okay.
But yeah, so whoever, some wizard before me had them. And Tony, you actually were like, oh yeah, these are the doors that Gregor told me to never go into. Tried to, and they wouldn't open, so.
Yeah, sad. Are there other doors that you just don't know the command word for yet?
Oh no, Identify will give you the command words.
Oh, so it's just the two doors?
Yeah, they both go to docks. Some wizard before, either previous or someone before, was doing some sort of weird-ass research on, like, combining sea creatures with non-sea creatures. Oh. Had to fight some giant mutated crabs to get this dope-ass tower, so.
Was that Gregor, do you think, Tony?
You don't recall Gregor having any weird-ass sea monsters?
No. I think so.
All previous. Anyway, it took me a while to get this place cleaned up.
What was his... How do you spell his name again?
Hendrick or Keyray previous?
Hendrick.
H-E-Y.
H-E-Y.
N-D.
Mm-hmm.
R-I-K.
R-I-K.
Mike.
Or... I'm in my little contacts list.
Anyway, by the way, what are your names? I'm Hendrick.
I'm Petra.
Petra.
I'm Shems.
Joni.
And Ari.
Alright, pleasure to meet you all.
Sorry for intruding, but I'm glad you're chill.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries.
Well, we should probably get out of your hair.
Is that a joke? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
We should probably get out of your space.
Get out of your body. he says, all right, well, have fun.
We will try.
Thanks.
Thank you. And we'll give you a heads up next time.
I always appreciate it, because I might not have been wearing the smoking jacket.
Oh, should we tell the setting stones?
Yeah. I think we already did.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sorry.
Missed that. So, his... teleportation circles go to Ajuba, Bronzeport, and Rakkad?
No, just Rakkad.
So he has a teleportation circle here, so you can get that anywhere in the world to here.
Right.
And then he has magical doorways that go to Bronzeport and Rakkad.
Oh, so because... So how did we get from Ajuba to...
You cast a spell teleportation circle.
Okay.
And since you used to live here, you remember the sigils to get here.
Did I use up a spot?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that. Sorry.
That's okay.
That makes more sense. I thought there was a two-way. And I was like, this is great. We've got a little highway going.
That was so pretty dope.
So, Tony, you know the way out?
I do. Come on, guys. Follow me.
Let's go.
Right, so you head downstairs and out the door and find yourselves back on the familiar cobblestone streets of Taksoon. As you look around, you see... narrow streets lined with old buildings made of this white, pale moonstone. The architecture is unlike any of the other cities you went to. Everything just looks... You can feel just the age and history of the stones that surround you as you walk down these streets. These are stones that have been here for thousands of years. People kind of have their head down as they walk quickly to and fro. You see a contingent of guards, all wearing purple cloaks, that are walking in smart formation down the street, wearing a very polished and bright plate mail armor.
Purple cloaks?
You see emblazoned on their shields that they wear in their back, purple colored dragons. And as you're looking around, Petra.
Yeah?
You see something that stops you in your tracks.
Okay.
You see your nemesis. Jorn.
It's not my nemesis.
Yeah, that's what you wrote on your character questionnaire.
Because we filled out those questionnaires the day after we did those fucking fights. Can we retcon that? I think it would have been hard.
I like this idea of you having come to Taxi.
Jorn!
You stayed in this tavern, and the two of you had some sort of huge fucking falling out.
No, I think this is in character.
Oh my god. I just hated the name Jorn so much. It's literally what happened.
But he looks right through you. You're in disguise, he doesn't know who you are. But you see him out there with his smug, stupid face, sweeping the smug, stupid stoop of his smug, stupid bar.
Oh no. I feel like though
and yeah, that is the sleeping fox.
Too funny. I can't help but treat it as a joke. You know? Like Reinhard was such a bigger problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not saying he's an actual nemesis, but this is the guy you have beef with.
Yeah. Kind of like how I had beef with Birch, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to let it slide. I don't feel like engaging with this person at all. There's no stakes.
Yeah, you walk right by.
I am literally, like, if I backhanded this guy, his brain would fall out of his head. Because I would kill him so hard. So, I just get slightly more irritated than usual and then walk it off.
Mm-hmm.
Jorn. Fucking hilarious. Chris said that NPC's name, and every one of us looked at him and went, Jorn!
My favorite thing was in it, later in the D&D movie, there's Dornathan. Mm-hmm. Or Jarnathan.
I love Jarnathan.
Jarnathan.
That man's life is so much harder than it needs to be.
And you said there's people marching around in purple plate mail? Or purple...
Purple cloaks with shining plate mail.
Okay.
Do we know
not like
are?
A lot. It's just right. Like a small contingent. Roll me a knowledge check. So call it history.
Wait, what are we rolling for?
Just her.
Okay.
Just go.
Oh yeah, sorry, I'm just fidgeting.
8 plus 6, 24. 24?
Yeah.
8 plus 6 or 18 plus 6?
It's 18 plus 6.
Oh, you
said... I do it in my head with just the two single numbers.
Gotcha. It's like... they are
paying no attention to the math in my head.
You recognize them as a contingent of the Purple Dragon Knights,
a
group of soldiers that are stationed or that are based out of Taksum. It's an ancient order of knights that are based out of Taksum.
Be they good or be they foe?
Oh no, they're protectors. They guard the town. They go out and do quests for people.
It's all Leisha's background. From,
isn't she the one that pulled the rug out from under you?
No. Okay.
Huh?
You pulled the rug out from under
you. Well, I wasn't sure if ACAB. Like, they sound like cops.
I mean, you guys have been dealing with a lot of cops in this game.
Yeah, actually kind of like the cops.
But it's a fantasy, but it's a fantasy world.
So okay. They're not, total dickheads. They're not
so they're
Nazis.
Kind of cops.
No, they're... They do patrol the city, because this is where they're based out of, and they want to protect it, but most of them go off to do adventuring things, or mercenary work.
Okay. So not anyone we really have to worry about right now.
Yeah.
Do I know, I can't remember, I couldn't find it in my notes, but where the hideout is?
They didn't say, so come back to the hideout.
Cool.
And then Raven said that the dead person was staying in Taksum.
Cool. Wait, what? What did Raven say?
When she spoke with Dead, that the hideout was in Taksum.
Oh.
Are you on alert? Are you?
Yeah, I'll be paying attention. You've given us descriptions of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would be paying attention too then, because I know what's up.
So, it's still relatively early in the day. You're in Taksum, which means a lot of different things to a lot of different ones of you. Are you going to stick around, or are you just going to try to bail out of town as quick as possible?
We need to get passage on a riverboat. I thought he was he's still thinking about it. Yeah.
I would like to
Excuse me, sir. Is he allowed up there?
Yeah, why not?
I don't think I've ever seen him up there before, though.
Which is surprising, because that's such a good little cat.
No? It's a good place for a cat, but probably he's not that confident in it, because those chairs tip over if he's on the back of it.
I've got you counterbalanced, buddy.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Oh, he's got
it. I just love, you know when a cat's about to make a jump, and you can see the math in their brain?
You got it.
I just think it's funny, those videos where the cats, like, jump short, and then they're just like, boom.
I think his tail touched me, so I think he was like, oh, shit.
So cute.
Do it.
Nothing derails a session like a Frodo.
Frodo, jump. Well, now he knows he has an audience.
I think the audience is the problem.
He's like, I'm embarrassed.
If I fall, you'll all make fun of me.
Alright, so.
He's so cute.
I love him.
So y'all are making your way to the river?
That's what we need to do, right? We need to get a passage.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. Yeah. So let's go take a look and see if there's any boats. If we need to wait or not.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Yeah. You head down to the river docks, where you see there are ships docked, dropping off goods. And you see a little passenger riverboat that is docked, and you see a barker out front trying to get clients on it to head to Averna or Malacca.
Okay, I'll walk up. Hey!
Good day, sir.
How's it going?
Oh, not too bad.
Cool.
Looking for a ride? We'll take you to Averna.
Yeah, how much?
Or Malacca. One for Averna, two for Malacca. Gold pieces, that is.
I was going to say, one what, sir? Okay. So just a gold each, then, to get to Averna?
Four of you going?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Cool. How long does it take?
Yeah.
Only a few days.
Do you have different passenger classes, or...?
He looks at it as kind of a smaller passenger. Not on a ship like this, but, you can pay... More if you want to be treated better. I don't know what he's looking for.
No, I wanted to make sure that we had decent rooms, but if everything's the same, then it's fine.
We seat four to a room with the four of you. You'd have essentially, effectively, your own private room.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It'll be obvious the accommodations are a bit Spartan, but, you know, it's a short trip, and we do feed you.
Nice.
Do you have alcohol?
Oh, of course we've got alcohol. Right. This is a ship of sailors, ma'am. That's the first thing we load on, and the last thing we load off.
That's cute. Love it. Cool.
But yeah, we'll be taking off this evening at the 8 p.m.
Okay. What time will we arrive in Averna?
You should arrive, I'd say today is the 20th. You should arrive by the evening of the 2nd.
What's the next month's name?
Death. Chris?
Death? Okay.
So, are you going to make the trip?
Yeah. I paid him my gold.
Yeah, I paid my gold.
I didn't actually act it out, but I paid him my gold.
Okay. Just make sure you're here. We leave at 8 sharp, so make sure you're here. No refunds if you miss the ship.
What time is it?
It's 9 a.m., 10 a.m.
Oh, so we got plenty to do.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like when we were in Iceland and we're just like traveling around going, So, yeah, trying to think if there was anything interesting. I mean, I didn't really go out that much when I was here.
Yeah, and you fled this town pretty quickly after you got here.
I can tell you what trees are the best ones to sleep in on the outskirts, but can't tell you really what's around here that's any good.
Was there ever anything you wanted to do that you weren't allowed to before?
I wasn't even aware of what was available. I was kept inside. Do we find out what's available?
Yeah, you, from here, like, you can see the Wizard's Tower peeking out the other surrounding buildings that are also, like, 4 or 5 stories tall. Mm. Yeah, the buildings here are old and tall.
So. Old and tall. I mean, we just want to drink?
Yeah, I mean, we can hang out, see what kind of shops there are, and if there's anything fun to do, like, activities. Like, are there any, like, little, like, sailboats that we can rent on the water to just kind of go for a little cruise, or, like, recreational vehicles?
Paddleboard.
Yeah, they have 4x4 wheelers you can rent.
Lazy River, or like one of the Oregon
River.
Yeah, they definitely have a little float experience where you can just hop on a little inner tube and go down the river. Though they advise that you float at your own risk if you run into a boat or get eaten by a crocodile. That's not them.
I think they could use some better regulations at this lazy river.
I mean, lazy river is the river. there are some old old libraries here. There's a relatively old university here.
If it's old stuff, should we
check and see if we can find anything about Prismatic Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or the island.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Let's go to the library
if
first.
We have time, we can
go to the university.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you head to the library.
So I'm going to look and see if we can find anything that looks like what the Prismatic Arcana is putting together. Like, a reason that you would need a bunch of Tabaxi siblings, or, I mean, we also figured out the different schools of magic that they were working on, too, like, so yeah, I'd like to do some research to find out,
Okay, roll me an investigate check.
I will bardically inspire you.
Is there also anything we can, like, look for in terms of the other big quest that involved all the schools of magic with the demon and the Shadowrock Island and whatever? It sounded
it's
like...
30-20.
If you want to use Bardic Inspiration, right?
What's the Bardic Inspiration?
You said it was an investigation?
Mm-hmm. I would like to pick friendly fights in a bar with some of these Dragon Knights.
They can this bar, you?
Yeah.
No, 28.
Interesting. Okay.
Just like, no weapons, just like...
Fun, we'll get to that.
Okay. Like, I'm not trying to, like, incite a riot or get myself thrown in jail.
Just like a fun little brawl.
They're having fun.
Yeah, like a spar.
I want to have fun.
I think I might stay with you.
You two are like, we're gonna go do these things. I'm like, I'm gonna go pick a fight.
I respect that.
I'm gonna watch.
Alright, fun.
Send me a video, you know.
So,
this isn't unusual.
No, it's not.
You're narrating it in your head.
It's not unusual.
It's just like,
but it is interesting.
It's what it is. How long has it been since we split the party and he got that look on his face?
Session 2? I don't know. He's doing
it a lot. Yeah, we do it a lot.
Yeah, you're normally the one that says we all need to stick together.
I know, right? And then we said, let's go to the library, and it's like,
I'm bored.
All right, what'd you get your investigation check?
27.
All right. 20?
21.
21. Let's roll one on your D6.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, for yours, it's an exceptional roll, but it doesn't create information that wouldn't necessarily be there.
What?
So you find, basically the stuff you find is stuff you've already found. Like,
okay.
The area around Shadowrock Island, like, is known for magical instability. People avoid it. Compasses don't work there. People that cast magic there have bad things happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And for the 8 schools of magic, yeah, like, the hypothesis is like, the god's magic is all the schools put together. You need 8 schools of magic to forge things. And like,
okay, but nothing we didn't know before. Cool. Can I use Flash of Genius for Tony? So that makes it a 25 for you.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes a difference, but I'm like...
So you find... So, Tony, you were... If it hadn't been for the magic, you would have turned 41 years old a few days ago.
Yeah.
So you find something interesting. Gregor, so basically you kind of look around and eventually make your way to some property records. And you find out that Gregor had taken over the tower 41 years ago.
41 years ago?
Oh. Hmm.
And that he died after the previous wizard, a well-regarded transmuter elf, had died under, like, mysterious circumstances.
Murder.
You don't see anything about, like, prismatic arcane, of course, because that's...
Yeah.
But yeah, it does seem like Gregor got the tower the year that you were born.
So he's preparing.
And the implication is that Gregor probably killed the prior owner.
Reading between the lines? Very likely.
It sounds like that's the only way that a wizard's tower can exchange hands.
Yeah.
Well, they can die, like, natural causes, or, like, in and out of the
They could retire and go to Boca.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna see if, I mean, we know everything we need to know about Aleda's book, right? Like...
I mean, I think we know most of what can be known.
Okay. I wasn't sure if there was any additional research that we could or should do here.
He's from Averna, so they probably don't have a lot of him here.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if there'd be, like, newspaper clippings or, like, I don't know, like, who's who in the wizarding world.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you get in your investigation room?
25,
yeah.
Yeah, 25.
Because yours is a plus 4, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what, with that 25, that you took two of your friends inspiring you to give. I will say that you pick up, as you're looking through, like, newspaper archives, trying to, like, find out more information about, like, when Gregor moved in, you find in one of the local newspapers just a little item about, this Aleda's oak ball, recent wizard that moved into Averna, like, basically, like, saying that he'd recently moved into Averna, and, that he had, like, hosted, like, kind of a big, like, fundraiser for the local orphanage and handed out a bunch of gifts and stuff, and Gregor was there as well.
So Gregor and Aleda's both took over their towers at about the same time?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's as much as you're going to get for the 25. I was already kind of stretching it.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you.
But as you're closing the book of newspapers, you hear a familiar humming that you've not heard since you left the tower. You see an old halfling woman sweeping
Yay!
The floor. Humming to herself. A familiar lullaby that you've heard countless times growing up.
Oh, I forgot her name.
Matilda.
Oh, thank you. Matilda!
Huh? You look over and she looks you up and down. She says, well, aren't you a tall drink of water?
Oh. And then I drop my disguise. Take off my hat.
Tony?
It's me!
Professor Mewington? You're alive?
I am. Nobody calls me that.
So I've always known you.
Okay, just you.
How have you been? And you overhear this, by the way. How have you been, Professor?
I've been good. I've been...
I thought you died. I didn't... You know, Gregor fell down those stairs, and then you were just gone.
I didn't die. I escaped. And it looks like you did, too.
Well, yeah, shortly after he died, I... You know, we had the funeral, and cremated him, and for his instructions, and then I went back to the tower, and there was this right douchebag that was there, so I kind of was on the streets.
Aww.
And then I took my savings that I'd been hiding in a loose rock outside the tower, and you know, managed to make my way to the library, which I always loved, and they had an opening sweeping the floors, and I've been doing that ever since.
Well, I'm so glad I got to see you. Is there anything I can do to help you out? I mean, we've had some luck in adventuring, and I've got a little extra gold.
Oh, I don't do it for the money. I do it for the books. After my shift, I stay here, and I read a different book every day.
Aww. Fun to spend his retirement.
I've been reunited with most of my siblings.
You always talked about that as a kid, and I'm so happy to hear that, Tony.
It's been pretty great.
Especially since you stopped talking about it so much as an adult.
Do you happen to know anything about what Gregor's plan was with me? Like, because I think you were there since the beginning, right? Like, were you there when he first got me?
I was so much younger then. I was a young, fresh woman in her early 40s. I remember it like it was yesterday, sweeping the floors of Gregor's tower, trying to avoid him, because he did have quite the temper. I just remember one day he came home with a 3-year-old tabaxi and threw him into a bedroom and said, "Watch out, watch him, make sure he's fed, and make sure he's taken care of." And I tried to do that. I hope I did a good job.
You did a really good job.
I don't know that there was ever a plan. I learned early on not to ask him what he was, why he was doing the things he was doing.
Yeah. He had quite the temper.
He did.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad that you're doing well and that you've got this this space at the library and, like, it looks like time is treating you well, so I'm just so happy.
When you're in your mid-80s, hopefully you look half as good. It's an old lady joke.
It's a good one. Do you have a sending stone?
What now?
Oh.
I can write you a letter and mail it through the post if you'd like.
Of course you can. I just, in case you did have a sending stone, I was going to make sure that we could contact each other later. But yeah, we can always write.
The postman at the post office hasn't asked for days. You can bounce a gold piece off.
Have you?
Well, no, that would be disrespectful. I don't think it would be the attentions of an 85-year-old halfling woman.
Well, we can get you a disguise. He doesn't need to know.
I forgot how much of a character you are, Tony.
I am a character.
I think that's, I don't know if that's not my fault, or I think it's probably a little bit my fault.
I don't think so. I mean, I grew up in a pretty tumultuous situation.
I mean, I was just talking about bouncing a gold piece off the ass of the young 20-something-year-old postman that works at the post office.
I mean, but would you want me to be different?
No. I love you just the way you are, Tony.
Chumps in the background of this conversation is, like, visibly crying because this is so cute.
Oh, wait, I forgot to introduce you. This is my friend Shems.
Hello.
Hello, Shems. My name's Matilda.
Matilda raised me.
She's delightful. I'm happy to meet you. Tony's great, and we love him in our little group.
I'm glad that he has friends. He never really had those growing up, living and trapped in the tower as he was.
He's got the bestest of friends. Not just me. I'm not complimenting myself. There's two others.
Well, that makes an old woman very happy to hear.
I'm glad I do.
Well, Matilda, we're going to be leaving on a boat, but it's about lunchtime. Do you have a lunch break?
Oh, yeah, they just let me come and go.
You want to go get lunch together?
That would be lovely.
Okay.
I know a place that does a great fantasy Waldorf salad right by it.
Fantasy Waldorf.
And they have a blue plate special if you come early. Come on, let's go.
Nice.
And cheesecake. They have cheesecake as well.
You do love your cheesecake, Matilda.
Yeah, I do. All right. So it's kind of a very different vibe.
I just want to point out, while we're having, because I just, the image of this is really funny to me, while we're having lunch with this little old woman, a huge chunk of the time, Shems is just trying to explain to her how sending stones work. Because you have an 80-year-old woman that doesn't even know what a phone is, and an artificer in the same room. She's going to try her best.
She's just like, I don't trust it. Don't know who's on the other end.
Sounds a lot like the callus.
Especially, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Team different vibe.
That's us.
Which, are you going to Jordan's bar or a different bar?
Definitely not Jordan's bar. Definitely not. Wasn't that like a sleepy, boring little place, too?
Yes, it's a sleepy, boring little town. It's...
Yeah, but his bar was particularly sleepy.
It's literally called the Sleeping Fox, yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm going to go where their most purple dragon knights are.
All right, so you head down to a bar near the arena called Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks, okay.
Two words. And an apostrophe. Between the K and the S. You walk past the arena, which is week 10. Yeah, there's, like, fights going on in the arena as you walk past it. You hear the roar of the crowd and the sounds of metal clinging against metal. You head into Cracker Jacks where you hear the sound of raucous drunks inside, even though it's only, like, noon. you get the idea that they have come here, but like from the arena, like they come over here to get like cheaper beers than you can get at the arena, and they head back over.
Okay.
And you see a purple dragon knight in the corner drinking an ale and keeping an eye on things.
Okay. Drinking an ale?
It is a half orc, taller, kind of serious look on his face.
Okay. But he's just chill? Not looking for a fight?
He's just looking around the room, watching, keeping an eye on things.
Okay.
Clocks you as you come in, both of you.
I'll make some eye contact.
So will I.
Different kinds of eye contact. So, is there anybody, like, pushing each other around or anything like that?
There's a little bit of rowdiness happening, yeah.
Okay.
Peasants.
But he's the only dragon knight here?
Yeah.
Okay. Peasants. It took me a second. Okay. And is there's not, like, an area cleared for fighting or anything that? Is there, like, a courtyard outside or anything, or is it just a street?
There's just a street, yeah. With the arena across from it.
Okay. So I'll get Inari and I each a drink, a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Take that. Does he look like he's really drunk?
Roll me an insight check.
Okay. Insight 17 plus, yeah, 5, 22.
He looks like he's had a few, but you don't think that he's like staggering drunk or anything.
Okay. So I will, just trying to decide how I would actually approach this. I'll go up to him and I'll, after having taken my drink, I'll get a second one, bring it over, put a platinum down on top of the drink, and I'll say...
Nari, what are you doing? What's happening?
I am, sorry, I'm paying the security deposit.
Oh, good.
It finally got confirmed. I'm gonna go.
I thought this was happening in game, and I was like, "Why are you being security? Are you buying this property in game?"
She finally emailed me back, so I'm like, "I gotta do it."
I'm glad that's sorted.
I'll take the drink and then just strut around and see if I catch anybody's eye and go.
Yeah, you catch a number of eyes.
Okay, and I'll
catch you. Crap, I forget the name of the actress. It's like, isn't somebody like famously hot that you are?
Liv Tyler?
Is it Blake Lively?
Blake Lively.
Was that before? I need to keep track.
You were Liv Tyler whenever we got to Bronzeport.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I switched to Zombie, and then I switched to Zombie. So we'll go with Blake Lively.
Sure.
you definitely caught some eyes.
Okay. Then I'll just choose the one that I find the most attractive that doesn't seem like a total dickhead. Well, yeah, that doesn't seem like a total disgusting person.
Alright. We'll come back to that.
But I also want to be, like, watching. And
Yeah.
So I'll put down a platinum, put the drink on top of the platinum. Interested in a bet?
Is some sort of trick?
No. I bet I can beat you. Do you want to punch each other until one of us passes out?
Did the Barbie move?
And take the drink.
The arena's across the street if you're looking for a fight.
I don't want to pay. I also don't necessarily want to use magic and shit. Yes. And it'd take a really long time for me to get drunk enough for this to qualify as a bar fight, legitimately. Mm-hmm. But I'm about to get on a boat for 4 days. I'm going to be very bored.
With your disguise up, is your metallic skin hidden?
No, I think I'm going to go ahead and let it... Yeah, I decided this whenever we were in Ajuba that my skin is like a yellowish. So it looks like goldish sheen. Because Petra has yellow skin.
He puts his drink down for a second, and he is going to roll insight check.
Mm-hmm.
Roll me persuasion.
Okay. Persuasion. Sucks. I'm only plus one. Well, I'm not going to get what I want. That's a 7.
I found a random ideals, bond, and flaws generator.
Okay.
This guy's flaw is perfect for this.
Okay.
He just looks at you. He says, why are you in a rush to lose your money?
I'm going to keep my money, sweetie. But I do need somebody to beat up, and it's against the law if the other person doesn't consent. You look like about the only person here who might be able to hold their own with me.
Okay. He says, no magic, no weapons.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's how we're going to do
this. Can I roll an insight on this hesitation of his?
Yeah.
Or is that your hesitation?
No, that's in character.
Okay. Oh, yeah. 23.
This guy is so thoroughly convinced that he could kick your ass that he feels like it's unfair to take your money.
Oh, okay. That's cute. He might be right. He is a half-orc, right?
Mm-hmm.
So his strength score is probably higher than mine, but...
All right, so here's the thing. I don't want to roll out a whole other fight, especially since we won't be using weapons. So
yeah,
you'll
no,
be
it's
dealing
fine.
4
yeah.
points at a time.
Yeah. 5. Thank you.
And you watch it start at 20?
18.
18? All right. His is 20.
Mm.
So we're just going to do some rollies.
Rollies? Okay.
We're going to do best of 3.
Okay.
D20 plus your strength modifier.
So. Okay. So, plus 4, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Roll high.
20.
20.
Did you get a 16? Oh, you got a 15.
This is plus 5.
Okay, so
First one's a draw.
First one's a draw.
He kind of wipes all of it. I was looking. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Draw.
Second round.
Ooh, 20 again. Ooh, I got him.
Boom. Down.
Boom. You didn't actually agree to give me any money, but are you going to feel honor bound to give me a platinum?
Oh, you'll get your money if you
kick your ass.
He's going to second win,
oh,
which negates that victory.
Oh, interesting.
So
interesting.
It's still tied.
Okay.
Still need two wins.
Yeah.
All right. So.
All right. Oof. He gets me.
Gets you that. Yeah.
Do you have anything you can do?
No. Not for healing. All
right, so it's one him.
And we agreed no magic, no weapons.
Yeah.
So that's just a fighter ability. Yeah. So I'm one loss. 19.
That loss.
Hey! Does that count as two failures?
Yes. So he gets cocky after he knocks you down the first time. And narrate to me how you defeat him.
Wait. Is it two? Like, I don't get two wins for that.
Yeah, you do. Two losses.
Oh, okay.
You win the bout because of that. Right? When he thinks he's going to win, how do you set? So, like, he's knocked you down
like
to the ground.
I get him in the right jaw, and he's, like, really dazed and about to fall over, and I just do a sweep of his leg so he hits his back really hard. And he's actually on the ground.
Oh, fuck. he reaches into his pouch and flips you a platinum piece.
Thanks. That was fun.
He lays there for a second. So he starts to get up. He says, "Do you just have something against purple dragon knights, or?"
No, I literally just wanted to beat somebody, and it's illegal if it's that they don't give you the consent.
And you actually wanted a real fight, not one of the peasants inside.
Yeah, I don't actually beat up people who can't hold their own. That's criminal. And I know criminal.
He gives you a nod. his name's Corwin. And he reaches out a gauntleted hand.
Corwin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Petra. Nice to beat your ass.
He says, so you said you're getting on a boat, so you just passing through tavern?
Yeah. Headed down to Malanga.
He says, seem like an honorable sort.
Depends on the day. Depends on the job.
Says, he kind of gives elevator eyes over at Inari. He says, you travel with good company.
I do.
He says,
that's right.
Well, if you ever, if you're ever looking to join up with the crew.
Oh, no. I'm not looking for a cause. No.
He says, I'm not talking about a cause, I'm talking about adventuring.
Mm. Oh, we've got a crew. And we're pretty badass.
Oh. Hmm? I said, and we're pretty bad.
Oh no, we're pretty badass.
Well, if anything happens and you ever find yourself in need of a new crew, you know where to find me. Mm. He extends a sending stone.
Alright. I mean, it's not gonna happen. I plan on keeping them all alive for a very long time, so.
It's a dangerous world out there.
Anything that kills them is going to kill me first. So.
Interesting philosophy, but one I can get behind. Lead from the front, that's what I always say.
Yeah, get in the way.
He says, he taps on his armor and he says, gotta keep the clothies alive, am I right?
Yep. I tink, 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 tink on my arm.
Alright, well, I gotta get going. Pleasure.
Yep, it was. He's just, you're both bridges for him.
Inside, Inari, you see a fairly good-looking half-elf man. He's got, like, honey-colored skin, and then kind of just, like, a cute, wavy, short haircut. And he's dressed a little finer than most of the riffraff in this place. And he comes up and he says, Usually at a dive bar like this, people like you don't step foot in here.
I think I can say the same for you.
Guilty as charged. He says, what brings you by?
Oh, you know, just my friend, having fun.
Yeah, looking for a drink?
Sure.
Yeah. Goes over to the barkeep and gets two drinks and hands one to you. Do you pour it in your other mug? He says, clinks glasses with you and takes a quick swig of his. He says, yeah, I'm taking a break from the fights. He says, my brother is out there today competing.
Ah, yes, the fights.
He says, are you a fan?
When my friends are doing it, sure.
He looks outside as the two of them are tussling. Is that your friend?
Yes.
Which one?
Why don't you pick?
He looks at you over and he says, I'm going to guess the one that doesn't seem to be wearing any armor.
Yes.
He says, but yeah, my brother's a member of a traveling troupe.
What troupe?
He says, the Jetters.
The Jetters.
Mm-hmm. Not the Jets?
Not the Jets.
Did you snap too?
No.
Oh, I moved my chair.
I was like, wait,
did you snap?
I snapped.
Oh.
I thought about it, but it was too slow.
Mm.
But he says, yeah, we're based out of the bar.
Oh.
He says, they're pretty new. he says, this is only their sixth league match. Doing pretty good.
No, I don't really watch the games that much. You know, what is, would you say, the seventh league?
This is their sixth league game.
Sixth league game. And how long is the league?
Oh, it's just, you know, there's a, it's a yearly season, so basically they go to every team plays every other team. They kind of go all to the different cities and all that stuff.
That sounds really, so you guys are here to play?
Well, my brother is. I'm more of a aficionado. I hang out with my brother, really.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really nice.
He says, look, truth be told, I don't actually. It's his thing. I don't really care, but if I let him do this by himself, he'd fly off the handle and get himself arrested or killed or something. He's a bit of the get mad, angry type.
Ah, sounds familiar.
We're nothing alike.
Inside check. 21?
Yeah, you don't get the idea that this is barbarian at all.
No barbarian vibe.
Never know.
Oh, that's nice. So you just hang out with your brother, or do you do something fun?
Well, you know, when he's not fighting, I keep a close eye on him. When he is fighting, I find some place nearby to take a break. And when he's fighting, he's safe. He can rage all he wants over there.
Mm. And what's your name and what's your brother's name?
My name's Callum.
Callum?
Because my brother's name is Tate.
Tate.
What was his description again?
Kind of half elf, tall, honey skin. Kind of short, wavy hair. Well dressed.
Is honey skin like an Oompa Loompa?
Huh?
No.
Honey is like orangish.
I thought honey was gold.
It
like
is.
Like a dark gold.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of what that would look like.
Oompa Loompa. LOL.
Fake tan. Fake tan color.
Yeah. Colors, man. I don't
know. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, that. I feel like
honey skin is, I've heard that before.
Yeah, this is what honey skin apparently looks like. That.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's dewy. Wet.
Ew.
Just kidding.
That's a creamed honey skin.
Creamed honey.
he says, so, anyway, want to get out of here? Go do something fun?
Sure.
Cool. Where do you want to go?
Do you want to Do you want a lazy river?
I don't know what that is, but
sorry.
I don't know what that is, but sure, let's do it.
Hey guys.
You know that was a euphemism, right?
I mean, he did say, I don't know what that is, but let's do it, so yeah, I think he did.
He's down for whatever. Hey guys, I'm busy.
Alright, so, you and Callum
what
take
happens
off.
On the lazy river stays on the lazy river.
Alright, so you and Callum take off. You come back in, and Corwin's just like, well, I gotta get going. So, you see Denari's gone.
Deuces. I'll just sit there and... Because there's nothing else to do in this town, right?
It's a very scholarly town.
Yeah, it's super boring. And you have to pay to get in to see the fights.
Yeah.
Which I'm not really interested in
it's,
doing.
It's not expensive. Yeah, you're rich.
I don't really want to do that, though. No, I'm just going to drink in the bar. Lightly. I'm not going to get, like, blasted or anything. But
after a minute, you feel a little tugging on your pant leg. Look down, there's just like a 3.5-foot tall goblin.
So,
it was pretty great what you did to the fighter there.
Thanks.
But do you want to make some more money?
Depends. How?
You know, it's still, there's like six people kind of standing over to the bar. It says, if you can take them all out.
All at once?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Peasants.
No! Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. I guess it's too hard for you. Bye.
Are they all staring at me like they want to be beat up?
They're looking over at you interestedly, like they are in league with this goblin for this idea.
Oh. I wouldn't want to take that much money from people. They don't look like they can afford it.
Okay, you're lost. Bye-bye now.
Bye. These look like people that I would kill if I hit them too hard, right?
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do that.
They're too scared, guys. Don't worry about it. They don't like money.
They go over. They're very ineffective attempts to taunt you.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna beat up people whose heads I can explode.
All right, so
watermelon brain.
You guys finish up your lunch with Matilda. It's very nice. You have lots of meat. Pleasant mm-hmm. conversations, you catch her up on all of the things. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you have fun at the Lazy River.
Mm-hmm. I
feel...
As you
come out of the Lazy River Tavern.
Yeah. I feel like it's probably fine, but I'm like a little suspicious of him, because it seems like he doesn't do anything.
So, roll me an insight check.
I want to like try to pry for some information. I think that's a 21. Let me check. Yeah.
You get the idea that this is a person who is very wealthy.
Ah, he just doesn't have to do anything.
And his brother is doing this as a lark.
Okay. I'll try to get him to buy me drinks and food and stuff then. But not stay very long.
Afterwards, he's kind of laying next to you, and he says, how long are you in town for?
Just today.
Oh, that's a shame. He says, we're heading down to, Umfaloko next.
Oh, fun.
Which way are you heading?
Malanga.
Opposite directions.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Shame.
He says, oh, you were asked, what's your last name?
My last name? Smith?
Yep.
Oh, Mary Smith, that's a common name.
Yeah.
Is it?
Smith?
Oh, I thought you meant her full name was a common name. I was like, oh, it's not. Inari's really weird.
I mean, I am from Bronzeport, so.
Wait, aren't you from Averna? I'm not there. This is Caitlin asking.
My name's not Smith.
She's swindling this man.
I know. I know your name's not Smith. It's just a weird conjunction of words that had me.
What?
He says, Well, it's been a fun time. He says, name's not actually Callum, by the way.
Yeah, I kind of gathered.
I'm guessing your last name's not Smith. He says, name is actually Irini. E-R-I-N-I. He says, we don't go spreading that around.
Irini?
Why?
He says, my family causes me a lot of problems.
What's his family name?
Do you ask?
Yeah, what's your family name? I'm good at keeping secrets.
He says, are you from Devar? He says it's actually Wheatflow. Ernie Wheatflow.
Like you're Rennie.
I'll tell you about
the
this later.
Fucking name. It's the guy who gave me the rabbit's paw.
Yep.
Ha ha. He knows no way he recognized me.
He didn't recognize him either. He's wearing some sort of disguise.
Oh, okay. Cool. Looks like you're Rennie. God damn it, that name.
He says, but. Yeah, my brother, he does actually like to do the fights. He's my adopted brother, though. He's actually an ogre.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, real nice guy, just,
Likes to fight,
and if he gets angry, we gotta watch out.
That makes a little more sense.
He says, but, you know, it's not a bad life. He says, you know, on the road for this every... You know, 6 weeks a year. Nice to get out of the city.
Do you do anything in Tabar?
Mm-hmm.
Just hang out.
Always working.
What do you do for work?
Stuff I can't talk to you about.
Tabar stuff.
Bar stuff.
Cool.
Even if you haven't been to the bar, you know what that means.
Yes.
He says, I'm guessing you have your secrets too, so I won't pry, but, well, this has been really nice, and, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'd say see you around, but I feel like I won't see you around.
He extends his sending stone. He says, if you're ever in trouble in the bar.
Oh. Thank you. That's, wow.
You seem like a decent person, even if the illusion magic is hiding who you really are.
Girl can never be too careful.
He says, and neither can us guys. He drops his disguise. And it's a very similar looking person. He is also a half-elf, but just like the facial features are different, and bone structure and stuff like that. He says, He says, if you're getting personal with somebody, maybe adopt a form that's a little more closer to your proportions.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Hilarious!
Just some friendly advice from one person undercover to another person undercover while we're both undercovers.
And with that, I think I will take my leave. It was nice meeting you.
Pleasure, he says. Like I said, if you're ever at the bar and you need something, just let me know.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
He puts his disguise back up and his clothes back on.
Hilarious.
Takes off.
I sit in shame for about a minute. Or not shame, but just like, the embarrassment. I don't know.
Fucked it up. There he is, right there. Erinie?
I don't think there's an E at the
end. Okay, that's why I couldn't find it, because I spelled it wrong originally.
Erinie.
I can't believe I recognize that name. That's too funny.
Good memory.
Oh.
All right, so after all y'all's afternoon's entertainments, scratching the itches you need to scratch, y'all meet back up.
Mm-hmm.
Couple hours before your ship takes off.
That's probably a good idea to get on the ship before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Takes off.
Yeah. Let's do it. Do you have a hit list there of people you fucked?
No.
Do it. Your sitting's done.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So I don't forget.
That's interesting. That's a good idea. I'll do that on my new
thing. All right, so you'll gather aboard the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You graduate to your Spartan cabin. It's just got four beds in it. You need to use the restroom. There's like a hole in the side of the ship.
Oh my god, does our butt hang out the side of the ship?
Yes.
Do we moon all the people?
it's not like the side of the ship. It's like it's a.
I know. I just like.
No, I thought you would stick your ass stick outside a window and just
far enough where they can like see my butt.
Yeah. And yeah, no like showers or anything. It's a very very basic ship. It will get you to where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all take off on that ship. That's where we'll wrap up tonight.
Cool. Cool. I would tell you about.
Oh, do you want to do that?
Well, yeah. I'd tell you about meeting him.
I'd just be like, what? That's great. That's fantastic.
What's he like?
I really don't know. He's the adopted son and second in command of one of the crime families in Tabar.
Oh, he's second in command?
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
You fucked a big deal today, girl.
Did I tell you I have his sending stone?
That's pretty dope. I have this rabbit's foot that he gave me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do you have it?
Petra stops talking for a
second. I don't want to say that's totally fine.
I'm just
fine.
Trying to remember what I've shared about my time in
Star. Nothing, really.
Nothing, really.
Hey, we all have our secrets.
I mean, we all know you were involved in something shady.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's like...
It's
a great question. What does she have? Because, yeah, you've not said zip or zilch about.
I just want to point out that I know that this would not be the case for Petra in particular, because I know her. But if this was literally anyone else, I'd be like, oh, they were together. This is like a weird thing that's like, I hung. And it's just like, if I didn't know your character, that would be my go-to assumption.
Yeah. You know I left Tabar under suspicious circumstances.
Yeah, because you don't want to be seen.
Yeah. This is a way for me, if I wanted to go back and live in Tabar again, that I could be there, but I don't want that. So, I have said more than I intended to. Let's drink!
For what it's worth, we got zero information out of that, so you're in the clear.
I guess you did tell him about how Tony saved you. You did tell him that.
Yeah,
but you didn't really elaborate as to why you were in
why I was in that situation. Yeah, so you guys know that I was in a basement marked for death once, but if we ever make it to Tabar, that will make a lot more sense. That's all that I'm going to say.
That's never going to happen.
We're
never going to go to Tabar, I'm sure.
That's not where the big bad lives.
But I mean, that's my follow-up question, and it's okay if the answer is yes, we're still going there. Do we even have to?
Yes, that last session, too.
Yeah, like, if we free all the tabaxi, does it matter?
I mean, do you want the head slaver to be alive?
That's fair. I mean, I do want to kill them, but just, like, a little bit?
I like that you're more fanatic about killing that skeleton than you are about Lord
Walker. I mean, the skeleton is undead, and plus, everybody keeps arguing with me about it, and that's what it's really about.
That skeleton is going to destroy this group.
It's funny, just this random encounter, just this literal random encounter from a table is what's going to tear this group apart.
It's just that everybody keeps arguing with me about it, honestly.
Nothing makes Caitlin dig in more of an issue.
Than someone telling me I can't? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Alright, well, we'll end the session for there for real this time.
Mm-hmm.
Alright,